Romans chapter 8. Sermons by Paul Sejong. Sermon 6. They shall reign forever and ever. Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 21. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Beloved saints, today, through the words of Romans chapter 8, we want to share the Word of God under the title, They Shall Reign Forever and Ever. The Apostle Paul says this in today's main text, For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. This word is not a simple word of comfort. This is a word that proclaims how great and amazing the glory is, that the people who became children of God by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit will receive in the future. It means that the suffering, weakness of the flesh, sickness, aging, darkness of the world, and the toil and persecution we receive, while serving the gospel that we experience on this earth right now, cannot be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us in the future. While preaching the gospel, the Apostle Paul was beaten, imprisoned, slandered, and suffered many hardships. However, he did not look only at those hardships. He looked at the glory that would be revealed in the future. He looked at the new heaven and new earth, the glorious resurrection, and the eternal kingdom to be enjoyed with God, which God will give to those who have received the removal of sin. Therefore, we too must engrave this word in our hearts. We must not look only at the present suffering, but we must look at the glory that will be revealed in us in the future. We must know who we are. We are children of God who have received the removal of sin by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We are the ones who will enjoy glory together with the Lord in the future. We are the ones who will reign forever and ever. The present world is in suffering and decay. Everyone, this world is gradually growing old. The human body is like that. All things in nature are like that. And all the orders of the world are like that. A person is born, grows, gets old, gets sick, and eventually dies. When young, one seems to have strength, bright eyes, and a strong heart. But as time passes, the body becomes weak, the eyes become dim, and the heart becomes exhausted. The Apostle Paul also said, Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. The outward man perishes. The flesh grows old. Our bodies are not eternal. Sickness comes. Tiredness comes. And death comes. All things in nature are the same. When spring comes, flowers bloom. But after a little while, they wither and fall. Magnolia flowers also bloom beautifully, But as time passes, they turn black and fall to the ground. Rose flowers also bloom splendidly, but eventually wither. All creation is under the bondage of corruption. The world is also like that. People try to live well, but the world is becoming more and more unstable. Wars and diseases, economic difficulties, natural disasters, people's sins, and the pain of the heart do not cease. People try to live longer and try to live more comfortably, but they cannot escape from death and suffering. This is the present world. This world is not a perfect place. This world is not an eternal place. This world is waiting for the day it will be renewed in the future. Creation also waits for the glory of the children of God. The main text says, "For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God." Romans chapter 8, verse 19. Creation also waits. What does it wait for? It waits for the sons of God to appear. In other words, it means it waits for the day when the children of God, who have received the removal of sin by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit, will appear in glory in the future. Why does creation wait? Because creation also wants to be liberated from the bondage of corruption. Right now, all things are subjected to futility. Flowers wither. Trees get sick. The land becomes desolate. And all living creatures are under the law of death. However, in the future, when the children of God reach the glorious liberty, creation will also be renewed. When God first created the world, He made everything good to look at. However, due to human sin, a curse came upon this earth, and creation also came to groan together. Therefore, creation also waits for the completion of God's salvation. It waits for the day when the children of God appear gloriously, and the new heaven and new earth come. Everyone, this word gives us great hope. It is not only us who are renewed. God will also renew all things. This sick, decaying, and perishing world will end, and God will give us a new heaven and a new earth. The children of God reach the glorious liberty. The main text says, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 21. For the children of God, there is glorious liberty. This saying is a truly amazing word. Right now, because we wear the flesh, we receive various restrictions. When the body is tired, we want to lie down. When we get sick, it is painful. And there are times when the heart becomes weak. Even if we try to preach the gospel, there are limitations of the flesh, and there are hindrances from the world. However, in the future, we will reach the glorious liberty. We will come to live together with God in a world where there is a body that never gets sick again. A body that never dies again. A heart that never sheds tears again. And no trace of sin again. There is no curse there. There is no night either. God Himself becomes the light so much that there is no need for a lamp or sunlight. It is a world where the river of the water of life flows, and the tree of life bears fruit. The throne of God and of the Lamb is in the midst of it, and his servants shall serve him and see his face. This is the glory of the children of God. This is the liberty we will enjoy in the future. It cannot be compared with the money or honor of the world. It cannot be compared even with the kingship of the world. It is the glorious liberty that God himself gives. This glory is given to those who have received the removal of sin. Then who enters this glory? It is the people who have received the removal of sin by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. It is the people who believe the fact that when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, all my sins were passed on to Jesus, and Jesus received the judgment of those sins on the cross and resurrected to give me new life. The person who enters the kingdom of God is not a person who has their own righteousness. It is not a person whose deeds are perfect. It is a person who has no sin in their heart. Having no sin in the heart does not mean that one did not commit sin by their own strength. It means that one has received the removal of sin by believing the gospel that Jesus completely eliminated sin with his baptism and the cross. If one says they believe in Jesus but sin remains in their heart, they are not yet ready to enter the glorious liberty. The wedding garment God gave us is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The person who has received the removal of sin by believing this gospel is a child of God. And the child of God reaches the glorious liberty in the future. Therefore, we must first believe the gospel clearly. We must believe with our hearts the fact that Jesus took charge of my sins with his baptism, received the judgment of my sins on the cross, and saved me with his resurrection. This faith makes a person a child of God. And the child of God enters glory in the future. Present suffering cannot be compared with future glory. The Apostle Paul did not look lightly at present suffering. He actually experienced many hardships. While preaching the gospel, he was beaten, imprisoned, starved, stripped naked, and rejected by people. However, he compared all those sufferings with the glory that would be revealed in the future. And he made a conclusion, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Everyone, as we serve the gospel, there are difficult things. The flesh also becomes weak. And there are times when the heart is exhausted. We might be misunderstood by the people of the world, and there are times when preaching the gospel is not easy. However, if we think of the glory we will receive in the future, this suffering cannot be compared. Even if we live a little lacking on this earth, we are the people who will reign forever in the kingdom of God. Even if we are sickly and weak on this earth, we are the people who will put on a body that never gets sick again in the future. Even if we shed tears on this earth, God will wipe away all tears in the future. Therefore, we must not be discouraged. We must not sit down looking only at the present suffering. We must look at the glory we will receive in the future. We must look at the world that God has promised us. We are the ones who will reign forever and ever. The book of Revelation speaks of how the children of God will live in the future. They shall reign forever and ever. Revelation chapter 22, verse 5. The children of God reign forever and ever. This is not a reigning that disappears after enjoying power for a moment, like the kings of the world. It is the glory enjoyed together with God in the eternal kingdom of God. We will live forever in the new heaven and the new earth, together with the Lord. Everyone, we may be lacking in appearance right now. The flesh is also weak. We do not have much, and we may not have much to boast about worldly. However, God sees us as His children. He sees us as the ones who will reign in the future. In the world, princes and princesses are treated well because of that one status. It is not because they do everything well, but because of their status. Likewise, we have received the status of children of God. We have received the removal of sin by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit, have become children of God, and have become the ones who will reign in the kingdom of God in the future. Therefore, we must not look at ourselves only too shabbily. Looking at the flesh, we are lacking. But looking by faith, we are a royal priesthood. We are the ones who will reign forever and ever. We must have the hope of the new heaven and the new earth. God gives the new heaven and the new earth when this old world ends. That place is different from this world right now. This world right now gets sick, declines, and decays. But the new world God gives is glorious. There is no curse there again. There is no night. There is no death. There are no tears. There is no pain. There we live together with God. We see God face to face. We live in a place where the river of the water of life flows, and the fruit of the tree of life bears. God becomes our light. We serve God and reign there forever. A person who has this hope does not live servilely on this earth. A person who has this hope does not have their hearts stolen by the money and honor of the world. If there is food to eat 3 meals a day, a place to sleep, and the ability to preach the gospel, one can be thankful, because our true hope is not on this earth, but in the kingdom of God. We are not people who will live in this world forever. We are people who will enter the new heaven and the new earth. Therefore, we must live by faith. We must live by hope. We must live looking at the glory we will receive in the future. This hope makes us live boldly. If a person does not know the glory they will receive in the future, they are pressed down by present suffering. If the body hurts, they despair. If business does not go well, they collapse. And if they receive scars from people, their heart dies. However, a person who knows the glory they will receive in the future is different. I am weak right now, but I will put on a glorious body in the future. I suffer hardships in the world right now, but I will reign in the kingdom of God in the future. I toil for the gospel right now, but that toil is never in vain. If one has this faith, they become bold. Even if the world looks gloomy, they do not fear. Even if the order of the world shakes, they do not despair. Because the ending of this world is the beginning of a new world for the children of God. The people of the world despair, seeing this world collapse. However, a born-again person knows. They know that when this world ends, the Lord will come. The Lord will renew all things, and he will establish the children of God in glory. Therefore, we can be bold even in the midst of suffering, because we believe in the glory we will receive in the future. We must preach this gospel of glory. This glory is not enjoyed by just anyone. It is a glory given to the children of God who have received the removal of sin by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Therefore, we must preach to the people who do not yet know this gospel. If people do not receive the removal of sin, they cannot enter the glorious liberty in the future. They must hear the gospel that Jesus took charge of the sins of the world with the baptism he received from John, received the judgment for those sins on the cross, and resurrected to give new life. By believing this gospel, sin must be eliminated from the heart. Only then do they become children of God and enter the glorious liberty in the future. The work of us preaching this gospel is the most precious work on this earth. Right now the world is decaying, but God is saving souls through the gospel. Before this world ends, more people must hear the gospel of the water and the Spirit and receive the removal of sin. Therefore, we must live for the gospel. Even if the body is weak, we must serve the gospel as much as we can. Even if what we have is small, we must use it for the gospel by faith. Even if there is not much time, we must do the work God has entrusted to us. We must participate in the work of the gospel like those who will receive glory in the future. Let us live our present life with the hope of glory. Everyone, we are living on this earth right now. We are in the reality of eating, drinking, working, getting sick, and growing old. However, we are not people who belong only to this earth. We are children of God. We are people who will reach the glorious liberty in the future. We are people who will reign forever and ever. Therefore, we must live our present life by faith. Even if we meet suffering, we must not be discouraged. Even if sickness comes, we must not lose hope. And even if the world becomes dark, we must look at the kingdom of God. Our outward man may perish, but our inward man must be renewed day by day. Our bodies may become weak, but our faith must become more steadfast. The glory we will receive in the future cannot be compared with the present suffering. The new heaven and the new earth God has promised us cannot be compared with any beauty of this world. The glory by which God will make us reign cannot be compared with any power of this world. Therefore, we must live holding on to this hope. Let us live looking at the glory that will be revealed in the future. Beloved saints, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us in the future. Right now, this world is in the bondage of corruption, and our flesh is also weak. But God has promised us the glorious liberty. We are children of God who have received the removal of sin by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Jesus took charge of all our sins with his baptism, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and resurrected to give us new life. Therefore, we are heirs of the kingdom of God. We are the ones who will reign forever and ever together with the Lord, in the new heaven and the new earth in the future. Let us live by this faith. Let us not be pressed down by present suffering. Let us not despair seeing the decay of the world. Let us not look only at the sick flesh and lacking reality, but let us look at the glorious body the Lord will clothe us with, and the eternal kingdom in the future. And let us preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the souls who do not yet know this hope. Let us testify the gospel so that they too may receive the removal of sin, become children of God, and reach the glorious liberty. I hope that all of us will overcome present suffering by faith. Look at the glory that will be revealed in the future, and live like children of God who will reign forever and ever. Amen.